This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Sounds like winning as we get ready for hour number
two of
the big show. Jealousy's a disease. And you shouldn't hate the player, you should just hate the game,
oh,
as it is.
Oh, my God, that sounded the whitest I've ever heard that saying sound.
It's fun, dude. We had a host named Craig Sheeman, and literally in his intro, it said that he was the whitest man in America.
Really?
It was the funniest, most best intro I've ever heard in my entire life. And he owned it. He didn't care.
Like a wrestling intro? Like,
no.
Hackensack, New Jersey, the whitest man in America.
That part sounded almost identical.
Did it?
Yeah. But it wasn't a wrestling type of intro. It was just like a regular radio intro. But it included those
oh,
words.
Wow.
Yeah. It was great.
Nice.
So now you're the new whitest man in America, Joel.
Oh. Thanks, Nick.
A lot of people
have a lot of things I can't say on radio.
A lot of people guessing the theme. And yes, if you guessed dead songs from dead people, you guessed correctly.
Correct.
But since Joel pandered, I just did all dead H-Town rappers. So suck it.
And you win absolutely nothing if you guessed correctly.
Yeah, you get absolutely nothing.
Nada.
Although, I do want to report, you know, I don't have the paper in front of me for the Usual Suspects bus, our bus trip to Sunfest in 2018, but I'm pretty pumped about that. So if you were trying to email yesterday to get your seat on the bus, the email was broken, and I am happy to report it's now fixed. So Chris Householder, Pink Valkyrie, you guys can email bus@ESPN975.com and reserve your seat. Here's the cool thing, though, man. Not only do you get to hang out with us, and us being Barry, Nick, and maybe, hopefully, Joel, you get a bunch of cold, frosty ones, as long as they last, at least. Breakfast, snacks, and dinner, and a 2018 Sunfest t-shirt. All of that, and we're all going to hang out and have a good time at the beach. All of that for $30, and you'll ride on a luxury bus down to East Beach and back again. So it should be a good time. So reserve your seat now. Email bus@ESPN975.com.
Those frosty ones average about 96 calories or more?
Could be. Maybe so.
Just trying to help the peeps out there.
Yesterday we had a text, and I couldn't find the info in time for the show. Yep. But apparently the NFL has come out with a new policy that addresses kneeling during the anthem. And the policy basically says that it requires players and anybody associated with the team personnel to stand if they're on the field during the anthem. It does give them the option to stay in the locker room if they so choose. But it was approved unanimously by all owners, and the Players Association is going to look at that and see if there's anything within the new rule that violates the CBA. Thoughts?
I don't think it's that simple.
You don't think it's that simple?
I was looking at all the rules. I was looking at the way they're going to do this. What they're basically doing is passing the buck because they don't want to be the bad guys anymore. So instead of trying to discipline the players that wanted to kneel and do so on the field, they're now saying that when the player, if team officials, including players, don't follow the rules, then they will find the team, and then the team accordingly will find said violators of the rules.
Well, they have the option to fine them.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily mean that they pass the fine on to them.
But in the meantime, the media is going to be digging. Did they fine? Did they get fined for this? Whatever. And it basically just kind of, I just feel like the NFL is trying to wipe their hands clean of this.
Okay. So, I mean, on the rule itself, are you opposed to it? Are you okay with it?
I guess I'm indifferent to it. I'm like, this is the third year now that all this is going on. And, it's a never-ending back and forth. But I think from a player's perspective, I think the Players Association has to step in and get involved now, too. Because I think that the players, if they truly are, as a whole, are so very adamant about being able to express themselves on that platform that they've achieved by making those teams, I don't think the players are going to be for this, and I think the Players Association needs to get involved. And I think they should
have the players may not be for, but
they should also have a say so in.
But if it doesn't violate the CBA, then I don't think, I mean, the NFL can make any rule that they want to make as long as it doesn't violate the collective bargaining agreement that they have with the players. And that's why the players said, we're going to look at this closely, we're going to scrutinize it. If there is something in there, we're going to file a grievance. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, if there's nothing to challenge, then you, it's the rule. It's just a rule that's been made. I think for me, I have a couple thoughts. I mean, personally, I don't have a problem with it, with players kneeling during the anthem to protest whatever it is socially or social injustice that they want to protest. I do understand the fact that your employer can have certain rules for you. I mean, even at this job, there's some things that we've been asked not to say on air that isn't technically a violation of any FCC ordinance, but it's just our employer would prefer we not say it. And we respect that, right? I mean, I think I've said it a couple of times, but it was in the heat of a moment and I didn't mean to. But I think that to me, this comes off as hypocritical for one reason. Roger Goodell comes out and says, we want people to be respectful of the national anthem. We want people to stand. That's all personnel. And make sure they treat this moment in a respectful fashion. That's something we think we owe. But we're also very sensitive to give players choices. I think what's hypocritical about this whole thing to me is that the NFL wants to come off as very patriotic. They love this country. But this is the same company. This is the same organization that charged the U.S. Army to honor the U.S. Yeah. Army on a Sunday. If when you would see
in your
the
home
Army,
stadiums.
Yeah, in the past, when you would see the U.S. Army and the flag and they would honor a veteran, the Army had to pay for that. So don't come across as you're so patriotic and you love everything America when you're out there. Really, what you love is the bottom line. Because two things. One, you charge the Army to get paid. And two, you feel like this is affecting sponsorship and ticket sales. And that's the only reason you made this rule. So to me, I would just say, look,
this rule,
it's bad for business. We respect the players' rights, but we have to watch our pocketbook. I can respect that. At least I know why you're doing it. But they want to come out, oh, well, it's just because we respect the anthem. No, you don't.
No, this is all the owners voting. These are all the owners in which a majority of them voted for Donald Trump and heard the president having such big issues with this a year ago and thinking this is going to be a way to be able to dispel all of the president's criticisms. And again, like you said, continue to worry about getting fans back so that they can get more revenue and be the good guys again. And like I said, I think the Players Association has to step up. They have to speak up. They have to take a vocal role in this because they have to talk to their players because I don't think this is going to sit well with any of the players. And I don't think the players are going to think this is a solution.
I mean, you're basically dictating how these players can protest as well by saying, well, you can not come out. You can stay in the tunnel or you can stay in the locker room. You don't have to come out for the anthem.
Let me ask you this.
And that can be your protest.
Does that mean that Fox and CBS and ESPN, they're going to put cameras in the locker rooms to show the guys that?
No,
of course not. That's what I'm saying. That's what they want. They want to deflect the very reason why a lot of the players are taking the stance that they're taking because it's out in the open. Because it's at a time when you can single them out very easily and see what they're doing, and then you can investigate what the reason behind it is so that the story gets out. Story's not getting out if they're in the locker room. You just know that so-and-so didn't come out on the field.
Right, and then you can, I was getting treatment or I had to boo-boo or something.
You don't think the owners now, their next step is going to be to talk to the networks and go, well, there's no need to show anybody at the anthem anymore?
No, I think they're still going to have that, like on-field stuff.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, they'll still have that.
If there are a lot of players that are protesting in the locker room, I would bet there are owners that say, how about we just don't show the anthem and draw attention to it?
Oh, well, that could be.
See, I think they would at least try to put cameras in the hallways if they choose not to go out to the anthem. It's just a matter of the NFL and the team's PR giving them the green light to do so or not, you know? But I think they would. I think if that was the only way to protest and they'd have to stand in the hallways.
It'd be interesting to see who has editorial control because, you know, from the owner's perspective, they're going to encourage the networks or discourage the networks from showing anything about it. But if the networks are truly doing everything in the interest of the fans and the viewing audience, then you should want to have the cameras there to see the players who have something to say and a stance to be made.
I don't know that I care enough where... Because, I don't know, I feel like you don't have to put them on camera. I mean, what's the requirement to do that?
No, you don't have to do anything unless, like I said, editorial control states if the league
you don't
and
have
its
to,
teams
but
can tell the network
like,
what to do.
Right, but like an outlet like ESPN, CBS Sports TV, all these TV outlets, they would love to get that footage of them. All right, well, here's us protesting. We're not out in the field. We're in the hallway or in the locker room. They would love to get access.
Oh, I'm not saying that, but you don't have to do that. I mean, that's not. Does that enhance anything other than
if you're ESPN, it does.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It gives you more exposures and more things that people are going to be clamoring for.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So ratings will go up for that.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I just to me when I read it and I read Roger Goodell's quote, the only thing I can think of when we talk about this topic. I mean, I realized and I've actually softened my stance because I was very, hey, if that's their they have the right to kneel. But I have softened my stance on it because I do understand the fact that employees will have certain rules that you have to follow and abide by. And I as much as I want these players to have the right to do what they want, that does make sense. And I think there has to be that's the problem, though, when you get on these kind of topics. Is there's very few people are willing to compromise and be rational. It's either my way or it's not at all. Either mm-hmm. I'm right or I'm wrong. There can never be any compromise on this. And I see where maybe the NFL is saying, well, maybe this is our compromise by allowing. They're not mandating that they be on the field, so that's a plus, I guess. They're not saying you have to come out and stand for the anthem. You can stay inside and choose not to participate in it. So, I don't know. I just feel like it's so hypocritical.
It certainly makes the owner's job easier. The owner's job.
Oh, no question about it. That's what I'm saying. Just because if you're a player, don't you want to do it on the field? You're not doing anything for the bigger picture of the point you're trying to make by doing it in the locker room. You're not getting nearly the exposure. You're not making nearly the statement in the locker room as you are on the field.
Yeah. I mean, I do see that too, but that would be like me coming in and wanting to use this mic as a way to protest something every day. Is that my right to do that?
Well, but that's what one of the arguments.
It could cost me my job, right?
But one of the arguments the players have
absolutely.
Made
you
is,
could put something on your mic right now that said, you know, America's not great. Like there's a Home Depot employee that got in trouble for wearing a cap. And I was impressed with the way Home Depot defended their employee. But you could write something on or have a paper that's attached to that microphone that
Nick
says something
sucks.
That has some political that would work.
Political, yeah. I know what you're
I
saying.
I mean, that would just political aggravate truth. Me.
But you're right. I could do that. But I could also get in trouble. And I could be asked to remove
fired.
It. Or if you don't remove it, we're gonna suspend you.
I always
if you
use
do
the
it
Don
again,
Sterling
we'll
example
you.
With the Clippers. Doesn't matter. What he said was made public, the NBA has rules, and now he's no longer an owner.
Like, yeah.
You know the ultimate hypocrisy too is you could lose your job. And then the same owners that would say, this is what we're going to do if a player goes, the same owner would also be the owner that goes, hey, so-and-so just cut that guy. He could really help our team. Let's bring him in. You don't think? Robert Kraft.
I mean, it could, yeah.
Robert
it
Kraft, certainly could. All about, let's
the
make
Jets
sure.
The Jets owner is kind of like, hey, I don't want to stifle
Johnson.
These guys. Yeah, so, I mean, it could backfire.
Yeah. All right, well, we're a little bit slow for a break, so we're going to get out of here, get that taken care of, and come right back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects on a Way Back Wednesday on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go on a Way Back Wednesday, knee-deep hour number two of the show. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel live from the Gal Media Studios in the Galleria as we continue on ESPN 97.5. We touched a little bit on the anthem. We talked a little bit about the Rockets. We'll get back to that. And, of course, your calls, texts, and tweets can dictate the directions we go, but we have not yet talked about the Astros. They are right now currently taking on the Giants at Minute Maid in a brief two-game series after winning last night. Garrett Cole, again, very, very good. Did give up a two-run home run to his brother-in-law.
Yeah, which Brandon is going to make for an interesting Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
But and the fact that that's a storyline, I guess, is something
right.
in itself.
I mean,
but he did what he was supposed to do. And better yet, without hitting a home run, the Astros put an 11 spot on the board when all was said and done. And that's pretty good stuff right there. Bregman with two doubles. You and I are talking in the break. I don't know where this Tony Kemp came from, but let's not mess with it because he's been playing great defense. He's been hitting the ball.
I am loving this Tony Kemp.
Five ribbies.
Yeah.
I like the fact, I don't know if you heard this too, because the kid, was it Suarez that came, that pitched last night for the Giants?
Yeah.
And he came up from the minors. And I love the fact that they were, the guys were talking on the broadcast, that Max Stassi went up to AJ Hinch and said, in case you don't know, and even if you don't, I'm going to tell you anyway, but I was 2-for-3 against this guy in the minors. I've seen him. I know him. I need to be in the lineup. And AJ was like, Max, go look at the lineup. You're already in it. And then he lived up to billing. The
2-for-3.
Yeah, the bottom of the lineup was hitting the baseball.
Yeah.
Everybody was contributing. Loved seeing that last night.
I mean, you've got everybody now kind of raising their game offensively, other than not named Evan Gattis. Stassi.
This weekend had two home runs.
Stassi hitting 300. Yeah. I mean, he needs to, but he's got a long way to go to get to where he needs to be much more productive. Yeah. He's got three home runs since May 12th. You'll take that, but he still has to get better. I mean, with only 15 RBIs and we're over a quarter of the way through the season. That only translates to like 60 RBIs for the year for your DH. Your DH has to be better. But other than that, yeah, you're getting production from the bottom of the lineup. The top of the lineup is doing well. But also the Giants are a garbage dump. I mean, they're just a bad baseball team. I don't care what the standings say. This is an old, bad baseball team who's missing Madison Bumgarner. What is their record now? They're 24-25. Man, they've allowed 236 runs. This is not a good baseball team.
So. I mean, and the thing is, when you look at the amount of money that they... Look at the starting pitcher today. I mean, look at Jeff Samardzija. There was a guy that everybody was throwing just millions of dollars at. And you look at Andrew McCutchen. A couple years ago, he was in the MVP discussion for a couple years back-to-back, and everybody's saying how great he was. Evan Longoria at third base. Buster Posey behind the dish. They've got names, but they're definitely names that are in a different place than when they were being talked about the way I just said.
Yeah, and what's crazy is when you get an 11-2 game like this with the kind of pitching staff, because giving up two runs, it's about right for the Astros. I mean, that's about what if it... Now, there are games where they won't score but one or zero and lose, but this is a team that gives up about two runs a game. And when you look at their run differential, it's ridiculous. There's nobody even in baseball that's even close to what they're doing. They're a plus 107. And this is an offense that has struggled up until the last couple of weeks of the season. They're a plus 107. The closest is the Yankees at a plus 79. It's not even, I mean, that's just, it runs. One run at a time, 79-107 is ridiculous. But again, it talks to, because the Yankees offense is ridiculous. That 265 runs scored already. They're allowing 186. But the Astros as a team have given up 125 runs to this point in the season. That's unheard of. That's just crazy.
That's why, for however you want to judge the Giants, where they sit and who's on their roster, you just know that this team is set for the long haul. The things that they're trying to figure out are minor bumps in the road, nothing major to worry about. And as long as they're starting pitching, performs like Gerrit Cole did again. And by the way, and I know Stephen A. Smith is a victim of this too, but I heard Raheel call him Jarrett today.
Really?
Yeah. And then said that his parents were trying to be too fancy in the spelling.
Oh, well, maybe he was joking.
No, he wasn't. Oh, and then they made fun, because then they got into...
Well, Raheel's not a baseball guy.
And then they said that Stephen A. said it. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is.
Did he get called out for calling him Jarrett? Well, ESPN are really sticklers.
Did Tyler call him out for saying Jarrett?
He corrected him.
Okay.
But, I mean, the big thing, too, is ESPN, well, their anchors and such, that's their big hot button. When you do highlights, even if you've got to do cricket or soccer, you've got to pronounce the names right.
Oh, I would be in so much trouble.
Yeah, and so, but the thing is when they're putting the highlight packages together, that's either on the producer or the talent to go, when you pre-read your scripts or when the producer's putting the package together,
they put in there phonetically
to say,
for
hey,
you?
Yeah, either that or say, hey, you got a little time here, make sure you realize how to say these. You're going to have a couple of tongue twisters.
Because I would love that. I think Nick should have to do that for us.
Yeah, that's not happening.
What?
Nope.
What is your job?
We could do like a voiceover.
Your job is to make us look good. You've got a tough job.
Yeah, that is hard.
You've got a tough job. But I think you should give us the pronunciation of every player that played in a sporting event the previous night. I mean, what do you think, Joe?
I agree.
I agree.
I'll send you a YouTube
link.
Let's
vote.
Aye.
Well, there it is. You've got to give us pronunciation. You got to give us pronunciation of every player, like that's played.
And every caller. You can't call him Ooh like, Mike. It's got to be OU Mike.
Like that's Samar Dzija, right? Nope, that's not right. Huh. Well, I'll be damned. Oh,
here comes Captain Correction. Tyler, the Astros fan, taking the mic from...
Raheel most definitely is joking whenever he says
that's what I
Jared
thought.
Cole.
But no way. Why does he just walk in and hop on the mic?
Get out of here.
I never
Your
do that.
Your show's over,
I
Lumberjack.
Never do that. That is so disrespectful, Tyler.
Unreal.
Yeah, go get fifths from Saltgrass. Get out of here.
By the way, I'm glad he swapped shirts with me. Because when we were at Carvock and they had the beard shirts, yeah. They gave me a 2XL. And
which was appropriate.
For who? Excuse me?
What's your size right now?
I don't. Who? What? You know what? Let's raise your hand if within the last month and a half someone's said you got round.
It was one person. What,
raise your hand if that happened. Raise your hand.
No one can see on the video stream.
Put the camera on you and raise your hand.
There's not enough
light. No one's called me fat
in
the last month and a half other than you. And what do we say?
He said I was round.
Yeah, that's exactly. The point is. The 2XL was really big, but the XL didn't fit Tyler, so we had to swap shirts. So this is perfect, because this actually fits. You would think this, because I'm a large, medium large, just depends on the shirt and the
You're
cut.
You're not a medium. You're like a large, an X large.
He's having a field day today, man.
I hate you.
You can't say that.
Yeah. I can't say I hate you?
No, you can't say son of a.
Oh, all right.
You just say the B word.
Yeah. Well, I got other words I'll say off air. I got my Carbox shirt and I had to wear it today to represent because you know I love me some James Harden.
Oh, that's Jeez. The worst right there. That should be isolated.
What? Just I love a, me some James Harden.
Every time you
dog him?
Yeah, I'm gonna play that as a loop. Like a
No, again, let's be very specific about what it is I'm doing. I'm not dogging him. I'm making an observation and giving an opinion. It doesn't mean I don't like James Harden and I'm not
can
a Rockets
just,
fan.
Can you just say
I'm
you're just being not, honest? Which yeah, is exactly what you were doing.
I'm just not blindly rooting for them no matter what, like some people I know that
I'm not
are sitting
blindly
behind glass.
Rooting for
you're not
I'm,
Tad Browning or Kool-Aidin. You're,
no.
You know,
nope. Yeah, you kind of are.
I'm not Kool-Aidin.
No, okay. Not you, Nick. Barry's not Tad Browning or Kool-Aidin. You... No. You've had a 32-ounce big gulp. And you know how the other day we called out the guy that said the worst things to happen to Texas, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and then the shooter in Santa
oh, yeah,
Fe?
Yeah, that idiot.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Here's another idiot. I don't know if you guys caught this or not, but here if you're a Rockets fan and you want to have some fun trolling somebody, how about this one? Damon Bruce, and he has a blue check, by the way. He is the host from 3 to 7 of 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area. He's the Warriors pregame host. He's an a-hole. When you look at this, his Twitter says, Chicago born, New York raised, San Francisco's my home, go Hoosiers. Talk about conflicted, what? Right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. First, I think he put this out there in the third quarter last night. Ball game. Thanks for coming, Houston. What a joke you turned out to be. Hashtag Warriors.
Ooh.
How you doing today, bro?
Did he get roasted?
Killed. And people are still hitting him up. So if you want to join the fray, at Damon, D-A-M-O-N, Bruce. Damon Bruce, who decided he was going to be the slayer of the Rockets.
Well, he screwed up.
Yeah.
We just say, Mike said, if Black Tuve keeps hitting like this... He's referring to Tony Kemp as yes. Black Tuve. No, we're not. You're not moving Tony Kemp up in the lineup. Sorry. The first four spots are filled. He's like, he's going to be the Rosa Parks of this team. There's no room at the top of the lineup. Who are you moving out of the top four? Nobody. And he's not hitting fifth. I'm sorry. It's a nice try, though.
Tracy Cowley just heard about the bus, said, I think the bus needs female representation. Well, no one's stopping you. Just sign up. That's all you got to do.
Wow. I didn't realize this, but somebody said, is the theme East Coast, West Coast, Third Coast? I didn't think about that, but
good.
It kind of is. Nick, West Coast, heavy. Joel, you're East Coast heavy. And I'm straight up H-time.
I got
third
Pac
coast.
In there, but...
yeah, that's
I might have messed
pretty,
up on the poll.
Though. Pretty damn good observation, though, whoever texted
yeah.
that in.
Tracy Crowley,
it's dead people,
if you want
nice
to participate, by the way, it's bus at ESPN975.com, correct? The email address for the bus?
Yes, bus at ESPN975.com. Apparently, the email was not fixed.
Shocker.
I'm humping.
Shocker.
You're humping?
I'm hoping.
Time out while Barry goes humping. We're going to tell you right now about Texas Can Academies. Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for a long time. It is people in H-Town as well doing things for kids in the Houston area. All you got to do is look around your yard, your garage, the field in back. You got a clunker that's collecting rust and dust. You've been meaning to get rid of it. Maybe it was damaged in the hurricane, whether it was insured or not. You don't want to pay extra money to have it towed away. It could be a car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, trailer, whatever it is. Pick up the phone, call 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Let them know what you got. Let them know where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They do all the paperwork. They give you a nice tax deduction. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card. And then the process really begins because your donation is turned into resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education, and it gives them things that they otherwise can't afford. That could be book money, bus fare, warm meals, eyeglasses, the list goes on. When they don't have those things, they're distractions. When they have them, they can focus on the books. That's why the program works, and it all stays here in Houston. So if you can, give them a call, 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the second half of the show. 90 in the rear view, 90 still to go. It is The Usual Suspect. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. It's everybody present accounted for here in the studios in the Galleria area as we continue to roll on. We have hit on some football. We have hit on some baseball. And we have hit on plenty of basketball as we continue to roll.
There's some texts that I wanted to get to before we get too far away from some of the topics that we've already discussed. Chris Householder said, Barry, I voted for you. Didn't even look at the list. That's a smart man.
It's an idiot.
Next text says, hey, Joel. I hate Barry, too. So there's that.
Great text. Mark that one.
Yeah. What day is the trip to the beach? That is June 16th. Mm-hmm. That is June 16th. And USA Mike said, this is one of the reasons that I became a usual suspect over any other show. I love your unbiased opinion and willingness to look at so many different sides to a story. So we appreciate that, even though other texters felt contrary to that. And the next text after that says, Barry, since the season ended, have you heard of a single player doing something to support social justice? No. Yeah, actually I have. The problem is it doesn't get covered that much. You're not going to see it because that's not what's going to get the viewers and stir the controversy. But as a matter of fact, I just did a quick, very quick Google search just to see who's been active in the offseason. Demario Davis visited the New York legislature to try to get changes to the criminal justice reform to help maybe give defendants in the state equal footing when it comes to money and representation. So there's just one example of what's taken place in the offseason. The problem is, do you read the Washington Post or Sports Illustrated, and are you looking for it? No. You're basically getting your news on ESPN SportsCenter, and they're not covering
it. You have to be following all these players. A lot of these players have their own Twitter following, social media following, and you may not be following them. There's a bunch of players out there that do stuff like that.
That's the problem. You guys, like a guy like that sends that text, you just make an assumption because you haven't seen it. But you're also not looking for it. Let's be real. If you sent that text, you're not in support of NFL players and their activism, so you're not looking for it. So, of course, you're not going to see it. But, yeah, it exists, bro. Just because you're not watching it or looking for it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Mike in the Woodlands said, media will be media, a bunch of hound dogs looking for a bone. They'll want cameras everywhere. No one cares. We just want good football. I mean, I kind of feel that way,
that's
too.
That's the fan perspective. The owners, like you said, are more focused on the fact that this is a revenue-generating sport, and they know what happened last year took money out of their pockets, and that's all they're concerned about.
Yeah.
They could say otherwise, but like you said, that's a fact. They charge the Army.
It's about money. It's all about money.
They charge the military branches to be a part of their stadium experience.
That's what I'm saying. It's
while they did their salute to service. That's BS.
Yeah. Gonzo said, I looked at the list, and I have determined that Barry is the winner per usual. Thank you, sir. And then the final text.
Can you block that text?
The final text just says balls. So I think that was the guy from earlier that was trying to get me to say balls a lot.
I'm not going to read the 15 tweets that supported me.
You're welcome to.
No, you did a hell of a job supporting yourself.
just reading the text, sir. Mm-hmm. Just reading the text.
Then, just came out, by the way, NBA all defensive teams.
I saw that.
Victor Oladipo, Drew Holiday, Rudy Gobert, The Brow, Robert Covington, the ex-Rocket G-Leaguer.
Yeah.
Beats out any Rocket player for the first team. And when you look at it and realize the Rockets had a top six defense, PJ Tucker was their catalyst on defense. And he doesn't, no Rocket makes any of the first two teams.
I don't get it. Not even the second team?
Nope. The closest one, Chris Paul was 3 points away from making the second team.
What?
Yeah. So your second team consisted of Jimmy Butler, Joel Embiid, Draymond Green, Al Horford, and get this one, DeJounte Murray of the Spurs. So DeJounte Murray beat out Chris Paul for 13. Wow. By three wow. points.
So, yeah. Do they do it specifically by position, though?
No, nope. Just by points.
Okay, so it's not like you couldn't have three forwards instead of two guards. No,
because if you look at it, there's Embiid, Draymond Green, Al Horford, and Butler are all either considered forwards or centers. The only guard on the second team is DeJounte Murray.
I thought Butler was considered a guard. Is he not?
They have him listed as a forward slash guard.
Oh, well, I guess that would fit, though. He could slot into the guard spot. Because, yeah. I mean, when you look at first team, you've got a center, two forwards, and two guards.
Well, okay. I mean, nonetheless, if you have the one slash, and then you have three other bigs, and then you have the other guard. So.
Yeah, how does, like, a guy, and you have to leave out the offseason, or the postseason, because that doesn't count. Same thing when somebody called yesterday, or was curious why, is this going to affect the 41-point loss, and the way that he's playing, is Harden not going to win the MVP? The postseason has nothing to do with the regular season awards, which is why it's baffling to me that Luka Mbamute isn't first or second team. As well as PJ Tucker played as well, the catalyst for the defense on this team and the defensive turnaround on this team in the regular season wasn't even PJ Tucker. It was Luka Mbamute. He was their shutdown defender.
It's only defined by points, by the way. So
points allowed or
no,
voting points?
No, points to make the team. So for a first place vote, you get 3 points, a second okay. place, and so on and so forth.
Boy, people really slept on Luka Mbamute.
PJ Tucker was the 24th rated
Where was
player.
Luke? Where was Luke?
Luke had 3 votes.
What?
3 votes.
This is asinine. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Sixth-ranked defense this season, third in the second half of the season. Paul's the only one that sniffs it. Two Pelicans in the first team.
Hmm.
DeJounte Murray in the second team. I'm going to throw that out there one more time just so they can this can marinate for you.
So
DeJounte
stupid.
Murray. He's more than mustard. DeJounte is second team all defense.
DeJounte?
Yeah.
See what you did there.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, yeah, to me, crazy.
Cavs Celtics tonight. You guys
care?
Watching?
I'm going to watch. It's ironic how everybody was saying, you know, a series doesn't start till you win on the other team's home court. And now it's our game fives, the new game sevens. Our game fives, because, of course, from a network perspective, we got two game fives with two series tied at 2 games apiece. Who would have thunk after the way the first two games went in both series? Or even the first game. Who would have thought that you would have now both series tied at 2?
I would not.
No.
Not
Looked
the way.
Looked like Boston was on their way to
yep.
a sweep.
Yep.
Even if you said, well, each team played great in the Golden State-Houston series. Home court was so important
right.
that everybody assumed. And again, the national media was big on this. Rockets are coming home down 3-1. No, not
I
so kind fast.
Of, I mean, we both said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we did.
We both said that that was a very real possibility. And the fact that they lost game 3... You really felt like, uh-oh, go out and get blown out by 41. They're definitely coming back down.
Again, are you folding up the tents and going home after game 1, after game 3?
That's what I'm saying. That's why earlier we were discussing it. They give you no other reason but to draw those conclusions. It's bad. It'd be different if they lost by 1. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this 3-point win that the Rockets had was flipped in game 3 and they lost by 3, You're not saying, oh, hell, they're coming home down 3-1 because they just got beat so badly. They lost by 3. They could maybe steal game 4, but they gave you nothing to feel that way. So
I felt it.
Here they are. You're such a liar.
I felt it deep in my loins.
You're going to let him get away with this. You called me out. At least I'm honest. You're going to let him get away with this.
And hoped for this team to prove me wrong, and now they are.
Hating-ass Joel. You're going to let him get away with this.
He's not tricking the listeners. They know.
That's not true. You guys are always giving me this bad rap that I hate The Rock. Not true.
I'm not giving you the bad rap. Everybody seems to think this.
I don't hate him, but...
You want me to finish? Or
I do want you to finish.
Because you're going to enjoy this.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, because you're going to enjoy this, too.
Okay.
Okay? I don't hate the Rockets, as I've stated on many times. But if you were a very observant viewer last night, I hate the two bookended fat dudes on either side of Hakeem Olajuwon, without question.
Wow.
Yeah. The fist pumpers. I hate those guys. How about that?
Who are they?
Oh, you know one, and I can tell you who the other is.
On each side of Olajuwon?
Did you see Olajuwon last night in the white suit?
I did. And that was a pimp-ass suit.
Yeah, he looked smooth.
Yeah.
And then the two executives that were dressed like they were going to a skateboard festival.
Those guys.
Congratulations to you, fist pumpers.
All right, look, if you own a home, I need you to hear my voice. Listen up, listen good. R22 Freon is going away. So that means your air conditioning that cools your home in these brutal, hot Houston summers. In a couple of years, if it runs out of Freon and stops cooling, you're in trouble. That's why I want you to call Courtesy AC right now. 713-278-9933 is the number. Here's the deal. Now, I'm not an AC wizard. I don't know AC magic, but I do know R22 Freon is important for the old systems. So if your system is old, then you need to give Courtesy Air Conditioning and Heating a call and let them come out and do an assessment. They're going to come out. They're going to look at your unit. And they're going to tell you if your unit can be upgraded or if it needs to be replaced. And this is why I also like Courtesy AC. Tom, Brad, and their certified techs, they know what they're doing. And you don't service the Houston area for over 30 years if you're out here ripping off people. They're going to tell you, hey, look, I can save you money. You don't need a new system. You just need to do a couple of upgrades if that's possible. I had them come out to my house. We had our AC unit go out in our master bedroom. And they came out and said, no, you just need a little quick capacitor change, and that's it. Good to go. They serviced the other unit that we had for the rest of the house. Everything couldn't have been smoother or easier. Call them today, 713-278-9933. Have them come out. Even if you have a new AC system, it's summertime. It's getting in the 90s already. So you need to have that unit service. Get it done. Get them out there. And they can tell you if you are still using R22 Freon or if you're safe and good to go. 713-278-9933 is the number for Courtesy Air Conditioning. Call them today, 713-278-9933 or online at courtesyaconline.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm going to win anyways. Doesn't matter.
Springer Dinger!
I hate you.
Did that purposely just for you.
Are we getting new interns, John? Is this why all the interns are making the rounds? Can you let them know that I hate all of them already? I don't want them to be like, why is this guy so mean? That's my reputation. I can't change now.
Most hated man by interns on the planet.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
I feel like we're at PetSmart, John. And David Gal leads us to this, too. Because everybody comes in the production room and then looks on the tank. The window's like the tank. They just look on the window and go, hey, everybody wave. And we're just like...
I swear I'm going to start throwing my poop at people like a monkey at the zoo. I'm just going to start crapping in my chair and throwing it at you guys when you come in.
I love how they're getting all dressed up. I dressed up like that once. And was that my internship?
Yeah.
I never dressed like that ever again.
Is this guy wearing a suit? I can't see you. Step in front of the window, sir. Let me evaluate you. I'm going to roast you. What are you... Are you button up all the way to the top with no tie?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, man. Let me see your shoes. Come in here. Let me see your shoes.
Oh, boy.
Should have put them on camera. I want to see. Let me see the
shoes.
He'll
be on camera.
Is he wearing sneakers?
No, he's not.
You're not wearing sneakers? You're all black. You got like all black everything.
Was that a racial comment, John? Now you have to hire him. I mean, he just came with that black shirt.
You know what, though? It works. You kind of got a waiter vibe going. All black shirt, pants, shoes.
Choir boy?
What color are the socks? Are they black? Okay, very good.
Get him to stand in front of the camera.
I swear,
real quick.
You have to step in front of one of the two cameras. Model.
In 30 seconds or less, tell everybody why we should hire you.
No, don't do that. They can't hear you. That's the worst. They can't hear you. Don't worry about it. You did go. What's your name, man? Byron? I didn't want your last name. Just Byron's good. I'll give you a nickname. But well done. I thought you were going to look way worse than that, Byron. Good job. At least you don't look like Jong. Jong's like a weird lumberjack.
You did beat me to the punch on the lumberjack.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the red and black plaid.
Yeah, I dressed like that one time 6 years ago.
Was the other guy that came in at the break also an intern?
Yeah.
He looked like he just woke up. His hair was a mess.
I was going to say, he had a lot of front-loaded hair, but he looked like Beaker from The Muppet Show.
No.
Yeah, he did.
No.
I thought he was going to come in and go,
he looked bring like, in interns one by one. Go get him.
We're going to put him on camera. You guys can go to ESPN975.com and check the live stream, but we're going to put this dude on air on
he's Beaker.
The camera. He looks like a mushroom from Super Mario Brothers.
Nice.
This is what he does.
He looks like Beaker from The Muppet Show.
I disagree. Beaker's hair was more Yuli Gurriel than anything.
Oh, yeah. He's nervous now.
Are you nervous? Yeah, you're going to be right there. Sit in that chair right there. Look, he's nervous. Is that how your hair looks every day?
Yes.
Really? Yes. Give him a microphone.
Are you auditioning for a boy
did
band?
Did you change it?
No.
Grab the microphone. Grab the microphone there. There you go. Nick, turn his mic on.
I'm not going to give you headphones because it might mess up what you got going on.
You don't need headphones.
It might re-quaff your do.
So this is your first day here. What's your name?
Alexander.
Alexander, you're an intern?
I'm about to be.
You're going to be. Are you applying or did you get it?
He got it based on his interview with me.
Probably, yeah, because he's a Packers and Milwaukee Brewers fan.
He got the Badgers headphones, too.
See?
No, those are Rockets headphones.
They're red and they do have a badge on them. You're right.
They're Rockets headphones.
People don't get that while you're on the TV.
Yeah.
So what's up with the hair? What kind of style is that? What is that called?
I think I made it up. I truly made it up.
You made up that style?
I think so.
I think we should get you a book of haircuts and let you pick one.
Is it like back sink?
I don't even know. It's like flat on the sides. I'm kind of like messy in the front.
It literally looks like you just woke up. Like just now. Like you were in the car and you're like, oh my God, I got an intern. I got to go inside.
That's what's lit right now.
Is this a style? Because I'm an old man. I'm 44.
This was popping.
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 17.
Okay. You're 17?
You just violated another code of the interview process.
I gave him he's not interviewed. He's got the job. I'm talking to him on the radio.
John,
he
just asked how old he was. I'm not interviewing him for a job.
I'm asking a question. He could have said, I don't want to answer it. You're 17.
Yeah.
Holy cow. And you're in college. Is this going to be your first semester in college?
No, senior year next year.
Oh, you're a high school intern?
Yeah, I'm a junior.
We have high school interns?
Well, apparently he's not one of John's. He came with someone else. Maybe Ron. I think he was with the executive producer, Ron Colbert. Oh, Sean Salisbury, Salisbury's intern.
Oh, you're Salisbury's intern. Okay.
Do you realize what that entails?
What does that entail?
Oh, you're going to find
out.
Boy,
oh my God, dude.
And Sean's a nice guy.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to scare you. No, you're going to have fun, man. Way to dress up, though.
Oh, yeah, thank you, yeah.
No, that was not a compliment. I was being facetious.
He's the meanest guy to intern in the state.
Yeah, I have a bad reputation with interns. But I will
say, he lives up to it.
We appreciate you being here.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, so thanks for coming in. And the hair, I'm just not a fan.
It's all right.
We got to do something different.
You either like it or you don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay, what about you? Do you like it?
I'm good with it.
Yeah. Oh, of course. The Milwaukee guys are bombing over here. Blah, make me vomit.
Man. Cheese is thicker than blood,
All right, we're done. Thank you, sir, for coming in, Alexander. Right, no best of luck to you, man.
Thank you.
Not Alex, by the way. Alexander.
Alexander.
Let me see the shoes. You got on khakis. Do you own a tiki torch, by the way?
No.
Because you've got the pants and the shoes.
No. I never
do you have any black friends?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just make sure. Just asking. All right, how many?
Can you stick a seven iron from 150?
How many? Two or three?
A lot. I mean, my best friend's black.
Oh, God, that's the whitest thing ever. Never say that again. Never say that. Don't do that.
Seven iron from 150, you can stick it tight.
Is that golf reference?
Yeah.
I don't play golf.
You just got to dress like it. I was just checking. All right.
Yeah, I know.
What's your favorite sport?
Basketball.
Basketball? Do you play?
Yeah.
In school?
No, not for my school.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I'm not good enough for school, but I play pickup all the time.
There you go.
Nick wants to play with you, but if you don't let him win,
he cries like a biatch. Yeah.
Is he good?
He's like a baby. No, he's not good. He's horrible.
I could probably beat him. Oh!
My new favorite intern. Alexander is my new
never
favorite intern.
Ever
love
again.
This dude. You're the
He's
best.
He's never allowed
Thank
in the studio.
Thank you for coming on, man. You're the best.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, cool.
Hey, Boo Boo. You better introduce him to John.
It. Sorry, Puss.
Boo Boo Puss. You better introduce him to John so he can be on the least favorite intern list.
Alexander, best intern we've ever had.
There you have 2 hours in the books. 1 hour still to go with the big show. Don't go anywhere. More of the usual suspects in mere minutes on ESPN 97.5. I love from
every can. The black brand relax. I don't discriminate. I regulate every shade of that.